Support for NPR comes from NPR stations. Other contributors include Corporation for Public Broadcasting, a private corporation funded by the American people, and the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, helping NPR advance journalistic excellence in the digital age.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Selling an old car, truck, or boat is a real pain, but the KPR Vehicle Donation Program can help. Donate your vehicle online at kansaspublicradio.org. A tow truck will pick up the vehicle and you'll receive a tax deduction.
It is 77 degrees on the KU campus in Lawrence. It is 6:06.
You're listening to All Things Considered.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 91.3 FM in Junction City. We have a lot of different frequencies scattered around the state. You can always cut out the middleman and listen online at kansaspublicradio.org or use the KPR app.
Support for KPR comes from the Raven Bookstore, independently serving the local community for over 30 years. The Raven Bookstore is located at 809 Mass Street in Lawrence or online at ravenbookstore.com.
Stay tuned. Another 41 minutes or so of All Things Considered still to come. In this next half hour, we will learn more about Olympic security. We will also get into the question of pronouncing names. When you deliberately mispronounce a name, you're sort of othering the other person whose name it is. So how exactly do you say Kamala, as in Kamala Harris? We will also revisit Maui, where there was a terrible wildfire 1 year ago today. I have a conversation with a Hawaii state senator about how the community of Lahaina is marking the occasion.
Support for KPR comes from Spider Art Constructors, offering foundation repair for leaky basements, cracks, leaning walls, and waterproofing as part of your home preservation project. More information at Spider, Spider with a Y, SpiderArtConstructors.com.
Billed as the world's greatest classical music festival, the BBC Proms, returning for 9 weekly concerts to KPR. Opening night of the Proms, featuring the BBC Symphony, performing Beethoven Symphony No. 5, and of course some Handel Overture for the Royal Fireworks. The Proms are back tomorrow night at 7 on your KPR One stations. It's 6:20.
Support for NPR.
Ferguson, Missouri, it sparked a ripple effect. It was a call to action.
What made me think it could and would and in fact must change was the people in the streets in Ferguson in 2014. That's what actually made clear to me that change was on the horizon and that it was our mandate.
Hear from the community 10 years later as they continue to seek reform. That's tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations. Morning Edition. Again, that's 5 to 9 a.m. Your local host is Jay Schaefer.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Public Library, offering the New York Times and Washington Post online, Ancestry.com, and more. All available with a library card. Card information at lplks.org.
Mostly clear skies tonight. Less humid, lows in the upper 50s. Tomorrow partly sunny with a high in the mid-70s. It's 6:30.
Points. This is NPR.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. Kansas Governor Laura Kelly is now the leader of a group representing Democratic governors in the United States. Kelly has been promoted to chair of the Democratic Governors Association. She's taking over for Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, who was selected as the running mate for Democrat Kamala Harris's presidential campaign. Sam Newton of the association says Kelly will help lead efforts to raise funds and will campaign for Democratic gubernatorial candidates.
It's especially important given her experience. Winning multiple races in a really tough state and then bringing both sides together.
Kelly said in an announcement that the DGA helped her win election in Kansas, a strongly Republican state, in both 2018 and 2022. Democrat Wanda Brownlee Page defeated sitting lawmaker Marvin Robinson II in a pivotal primary contest for the Kansas House of Representatives. With no Republicans running, Page will automatically win her November election to the 35th House District in Wyandotte County. Robinson had angered many other Democrats by siding with Republicans on transgender and health care issues. Page says she will support increasing access to health care for low-income Kansans.
I want to work on Medicaid expansion. I think that's critical because too many people are uninsured.
Top Republicans in the Kansas State House have argued that expanding Medicaid would be too expensive. The Wichita School District is launching an experimental micro school in hopes of luring back families who have left public schools. The Creative Minds program will feature a one-room schoolhouse setup with about 20 students from kindergarten to sixth grade. It will be housed at the for-profit Learning Lab space inside Wichita's Union Station downtown. Rob Dixon with Wichita Schools says the pilot project will start next week. It is designed to appeal to private school families or homeschool families who want something different for their kids.
We targeted those families to find out, like, all right, what was it? What was the reason you exited Wichita Public Schools? Could we, you know, entice you to come back, and what would that look like?
The Wichita District will pay Learning Lab $6,000 a year to rent the space. It will not provide transportation or meals for students. Leaders are planning to collect feedback from parents and could expand the program if it is successful. It's 77 degrees in Lawrence. The time is 6:35.
Support for NPR.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. From the University of Kansas, it's Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence, and many other frequencies scattered around the state. You can listen online at kansaspublicradio.org. We still have another 10 or so minutes of All Things Considered yet to come. At 7 o'clock tonight, if you're joining us on KPR1, stay with us for Classics Live. If you're joining us on KPR2, stick around for KPR Presents.
Support for KPR comes from the 43rd Annual Kansas State Fiddling and Picking Championships, a family day in Lawrence's South Park featuring traditional acoustic music. Sunday, August 25th. More at fidpick.org.
Mostly clear skies tonight, less humid than the last few days, lows in the upper 50s. How about that? Partly sunny tomorrow with a high in the mid-70s.
Support for KPR comes from FW Houston Medical Center 24/7 walk-in clinic, serving the healthcare needs of the Jefferson County area no matter the time of day. More information at 913-774-4340.
77 degrees in Lawrence, 78 in Topeka, 82 in Chanute, 78 in Atchison. It is 10 minutes before 7.
Our NPR comes from the station and from Visit St. Pete Clearwater, Florida, where fall color seekers can find miles of sugary white sand beaches and emerald green gulf waters, as well as fiery red, orange, and yellow sunsets. More at visitspc.com. From Amazon Music, Prime members get access to a catalog of podcasts ad-free, including NPR shows Up First and News Now, available by downloading the Amazon Music app or visiting amazon.com/ad-free. From Progressive Insurance, Progressive is looking for dedicated and forward-thinking individuals to join their growing team. More information, including application, at progressive.com/careers. And from the Doris Duke Foundation.
10 years ago, Michael Brown's death led to a fresh push for police reform in Ferguson, Missouri. We speak with the community about its ongoing fight on the next Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning beginning at 5 o'clock on your KPR stations for Morning Edition. Chase Schaefer is your local host.
Support for KPR comes from Beautiful Music Violin Shop, offering student rentals of all violin family instruments for next semester and rehair and restoration of student and fine bows. More at beautifulmusicviolinshop.com.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, 91.3. KANQ Chanute, 90.3. On the web at kansaspublicradio.org. You can also tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio.
This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on the Lawrence Community Orchestra, a local ensemble providing an experience where people of all backgrounds celebrate and share music together, encouraging pride in the Lawrence community. Details at lawrenceorchestra.org.
Stay tuned. Up next, we have Classics Live, a live recording from the Sunflower Music Festival. Chamber music coming your way tonight, including Bach, Prokofiev, and more. That is followed by an hour of evening classical music with Destiny. It is Tango Thursday. We will hear some tango, plus Scott Joplin and Elgar's Cello Concerto. Yes, the very famous performance of it. All coming up here on KPR. Lows in the upper 50s tonight, highs in the mid-70s tomorrow. It's 77 degrees in Lawrence. It's 7:01. Classics Live is next.